don't know where the story ends. Somewhere between exes and friends. Oh, somewhere between exes and friends. That's where we are. That's where we are.
Penalty.
I support the death penalty.
We will be prosperous if we embrace free trade.
Prosperity from free and fair trade.
For the price is set. Mass graves for the poor, for the price is set.
invest your money for the future.
Invest in the future.
I've been talking about clean air.
We've got to clean up our air.
I support a ban on soft money.
We will get all of the soft money out of the campaign.
God bless you.
God bless you.
If you're not turned on to politics.
And we are live now on Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. This is episode 94 for November 21st, 2017. We got Justin Clancy with us today. We also got Tia. What's happening, Tia?
What's up? Yo, we're six episodes away from 100.
We're almost there. We should do something.
Yeah, it should be like special. Like Christmas episode.
We'll have to figure it out. We're already scheduled out to March, so we'll just see who falls on it. Maybe we'll have a little party.
Exactly.
Bring some cupcakes.
Yeah, cupcakes.
So,
yeah.
We'll figure it out. See, that's why you're here. I would never have thought of that.
Oh, shoot. So. Ideas.
I'm real excited to talk to Justin, though. Last time he was on here, it was like 2 years ago, I think, similar to Tim. We did Tim Nyhan last episode, and we hadn't spoken to him in like 2 years, and Clancy was around that time, and he's legit a completely different artist now. Same guy, same mission, same path, but it's been dope watching him grow, so I'm excited to unpack all that with him. And got a lot. Last week was busy.
It was super busy.
Yeah, one of our better episodes. So
it was.
If people missed out, we spoke to Mr. Cheeks of the legendary Lost Boys fam.
Mr. Cheeks.
You can hear that interview up on the SoundCloud, LFOD. He'll be in Manchester on Friday at Jewel Nightclub. We'll be out there rocking with him, so come out if you're up in New Hampshire this weekend. We also had this dude, Tony White, call in, who was a random listener, and he had moved up here from Maryland and was like checking hashtags and found us, and it turned out he knew like all the homies too. He knew Alcide, he knew Whitlock, he knew, who else, Overdog. He was shouting out everybody. So
yeah.
We're gonna post that because it was dope to actually hear someone from out of town like look in and, you know, notice everything that we're doing and put the pieces together. So it means we're on the right path, and just a lot of stuff going on. We gotta let people know. If you're tuned in at Live Free OD Radio on Twitter, hit us up, let us know. We're live on the Facebook page right now, so if you go to Facebook, LFOD Radio, you can tune in there. And Instagram is at LFOD Radio too, but T is going to be checking all that, so let us know what you're saying, let us know what you're hearing. If you want to talk to Justin, get your questions in, you know. We've already had some, apparently someone wants to hear about cryptocurrency, so we'll see what's good with that. I'm sure he's well-versed in the subject. with that being said, we're going to play a record by that dude Tony, who called in last week, Tony White, Maryland to Boston. This one's called Sigga Told Me. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. And if you're an artist yourself, submissions at lfodradio.com. Send us some clean records. It's so easy. I mean, it's got to be good too, but it's really easy. Just send us the clean joint. We'll play it. Always looking for new music. And then we can go from there. All right. Live Free or Die. We'll be back with Justin Clancy.
And keep rolling, my advice, stay focused. I'm a rise in this culture. Give it time I'm supposed to. Dose Sigga Pone told me, boy, this industry is full of vultures. Man, listen, when I die, then it's over. Ain't no rigor mortis older yet. Look alive and keep rolling. My advice is stay focused. I'm a rise in this culture. Dose Sigga told me. Ayy, nah. That writer's block my opponent. Might let the Chevy ride on it. Ain't built to quit nor condone it. I don't look for love to get hopeless. I might hit you when I'm roaming. Go. Let her take a sip of this rose. Yeah. Trying to get my chips thick as Jill Scott. Yeah. Living life like it's golden. I never lose when I'm focused. Never. The power's in me, I know this. Yeah. And lately I've been distracted. Call that back to rolling. My daddy raised me a soldier. It ain't over till it's over. The fat lady better keep her mouth closed or I'll f***ing kick her nose in. As a younger, felt stranded. Always sort of felt abandoned. But I knew life was a treasure, I figured that I could not take her for granted. Ain't for no falling, I'm standing. Keep a little J where my hand is. Me and this music go together like peanut butter jelly on a sandwich. Lyrically deep into Hamlet, no tutorial or pamphlet. Make a white bra track for me, like that one time at band camp. Slicing American pie while kicking around for camera time. Sliding down Branch Ave, shorty hella bad, 41 time. When I die, then it's over. Ain't no rigor mortis soda. Look alive and keep rolling. My advice, stay focused. I'm a rise in this culture. Give it time, I'm supposed to. Dope sick upon told me. Industry is full of vultures. When I die, then it's over. Ain't no rigor mortis soda. Look alive and keep rolling. My advice, stay focused. I'm a rise in this culture. Give it time, I'm supposed to. Dope sick upon told me. Industry is full of vultures. Imani told me, Tony, go and get it. Cool, let me put my soul in it. Had a dream, I had a 96. Big body parlor, I was whipping. Woke up, think about my children. When they getting both better living. Kinda wish I would've took a minute. True. Spent a little longer in the kitchen. Rob home, he been cooling out. Bro. Rest in peace to Aunt Cheryl. Love. Got no love for this government. No. They put cancer in the world. Facts. I was thinking about Zop. Probably need to hit his phone. You know, just so I could check on him. That's the spirit of Big Tone.
My Chevrolet was rocking, had to stop it when I wrote the song. Every day we plotting, I'm en route to win and right my wrongs. I've been on a mission, fishing, trying to bait a million strong. We ain't up for quitting, nigga. We go hard and they go home. Chevrolet was rocking, had to stop it when I wrote the song. Every day we plotting, I'm en route to win and right my wrongs. I've been on a mission, fishing, trying to bait a million strong. We ain't up for quitting, nigga. We go hard and they go home.
You know, as artists, once we record and we put your name in that verse, you live forever. Not only the artists record them, you know what I'm saying? But we live forever once we throw them names in the atmosphere in the universe, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to my brother, though. We build a lot, you know what I'm saying? Two whole different states, you know what I'm saying? More meaningful conversation than sometimes face-to-face with humans that we have here. You feel me? What up, though?
On some brain blown full of smoke, living in a terror dome. Bad kid, born a killer king with my hands. Put him up, runners run him up, kinda gun him up, sun him up, brother run a luck. I'm a ton of fun, is when I'm running up, stunner runner up. I'm a number one, wake up with the sun thinking, make a buck. What a clutch, every buck he touch getting crumpled up. Suck it up, cause gut till he double up, double down. Dummies get a crime when I'm in the dust, dead and done. So that you delayed, baby, wait, baby, this is not a drill. Lady Jamie is a thrill, $100,000 bill, y'all all law, get the deal. What a odd duck, I don't buy the side, oh no man, what? Blow me like you POTUS in an ocean made a clan nut. And Mikey, most of these soldiers are simply so-called. The whole shit ain't holding is empty, the toast of the day. Imagine inventing and putting holes in our enemies simply doesn't exist. We Buffalo, run them off cliff.
Hey, look at Mikey flow, look at Mikey go, look at Mikey Jamie making million, yeah, nobody know. Mikey, he went maniac like Wayne when he went waniac. Can't do the milli, but I been this silly, really. And you motherfuckers really know that you been really feel me. But you hit emotion, so I know you really feel me. Feel me. Yo, coulda, shoulda, woulda, stoulda, stutter. I'm a motherfucker. Ask your baby mother, motherfucker. Nisa boy, talking Jerry Curl, greasy boy. Go with an attitude, west side Atlanta, young, easy boy. Beat your girl, flapjack, flat, fat, black, flow, flipper, flip, flat. Take that on, argue, hold. Getting nervous in my old age bar. Nobody make yourself known. Take a shot, took by the eye. Only trust Jamie, I don't trust nobody. And if you with him, bullet holes in your body.
Who really run that man that say he run this?
Bright lights of f*** will be stalking me automatic.
Who really run that man that say he run this? Violence might be necessary. Who really run that man that say he run this?
Bright lights of f*** will be stalking me.
Static.
Move on it, put jewels on it. Who want it? Put jewels on it.
I've been trying to find a way to ease my mind. Going back and forth, driving me crazy. Autopilot about to catch another flight. Going nowhere fast, oh baby. I am not your miracle. I am not your Superman. It seems like everywhere I go, I be at the crossroads singing. All things that gleam and gold. Some devils don't have horns, some angels don't have souls. I'm in between two worlds. Your heaven ain't my home, 'cause hell still got a hold on me. You got scars, I could roll my sleeves up too. I've been spit on, kicked out, and beat up too. Only thing that cover the wounds are these tattoos. Trying to peek outside the windows of my stained glass youth. Ha! Graduated from the school of the hard knocks, where we grew up fast and tried to call shots. Instead of a diploma, we got a stopwatch. Ticking time bombs till we met the Pinebots. I'm a product of broken family clones, but television's the only parents we know. Cover my eyes from a childhood up in smoke, waiting for my mama to come and carry me home. I've been drowning, but lullabies from the TV screen always seem to put the baby to sleep. I've been trying to find a way to ease my mind, going back and forth, driving me crazy. Autopilot about to catch another flight, going nowhere fast, oh baby. I am not your miracle, I am not your Superman. It seems like everywhere I go, I be at the crossroads singing. All things that gleam and gold. Some devils don't have horns, some angels don't have souls. I'm in between two worlds. Your heaven ain't my home, 'cause hell still got a hold on me. I walk through a ghost town full of burnt bridges, tiptoeing on eggshells, I had to learn quickly. I'm trying to let go of these masks, but they sure fit me. I'm trying to let go of the past, but I know it missed me. I'm from the city where dreams go to die. They build you up just so they can shoot you down. I'm just trying to stay balanced on level ground, 'cause the drugs don't work after a while. Wish I could make you smile, but I'm all out of jokes. Wish I could stay a while, but I'm all out of smoke. So, adios, I'm going where the cold wind blows. I might be an open book, but I don't let nobody close. I've been trying to find a way to ease my mind, going back and forth, driving me crazy. Autopilot about to catch another flight, going nowhere fast, oh baby. I am not your miracle, I am not your Superman. It seems like everywhere I go, I be at the crossroads singing. All things that gleam and gold. Some devils don't have horns, some angels don't have souls. I'm in between two worlds. Your heaven ain't my home, 'cause hell still got a hold on me.
All right, we are back. Justin Clancy is with us. What's happening, man?
Hi.
What's up, dude? We're live on the Facebook. Shout out Facebook.
Thank you.
They're tuned in right now.
That's watching on Facebook. I appreciate y'all.
They just got a little strip tease.
Yeah, it's hot. It's hot in the studio, man. It's
always
hot.
Always. So, Clancy, I'm really looking forward to this for a few reasons. One is we've already talked to you, so we can skip all the where are you from, how do you feel, who inspires you, and we can just talk about the real stuff. So
let's do it.
What's going on, man? I was saying off the air, last time I met you, when I met you, can only meet someone once, you were yeah. rapping out of dictionaries, and now you have completely, I don't know, like a year ago with that song, you completely switched things up, and it's been crazy, like watching the transformation.
Yeah, well, I mean, basically, what had happened was, like, I didn't feel as though I was representing my truest self, like, artistically. You know what I mean? So I was at the point where it's either, okay, like, keep trying to be, like, something that I'm not. I was, like, forcing it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I would try writing, like, the rappity rap stuff. And
you were a rappity
rap. You know
rapper.
What I mean? I was a rappity rap. And,
bars.
psychological, diabolical, like, just, like some whack stuff. And, like, I was trying so hard. You know what I mean? And I was... Because I was, like, afraid. You know, I was afraid of what people would think of me. I was afraid of, like, how I would be received. And then, you know, it came to the point in which I was like, okay, you know what? Like, I'm not going to grow.
Yeah.
I'm not going to grow as a human being, and I'm not going to grow as an artist if I don't evolve.
Right. You know?
So I just took a complete left turn, and people took to it. And that's because I feel as though people know when you're being genuine and when you're being your truest self, and that's when they'll support you 100%. So I changed everything from my image, my brand, to my music, sonically, everything.
You found your voice, really?
I did.
Yeah, I remember you telling me, you were like, dude, just wait. And then you sent me that email, and I was like, what?
Yeah, it was TV dinner, right?
Yeah,
man.
I couldn't believe it. I saw you saying Slug had a lot to do with that from Atmosphere.
Oh, when I met him.
Yeah.
Just like the piece of advice that he had given to me was something that I held real close. You know what I mean? Because I was so afraid of like failing.
You just looked at me like, nah.
No, because at first I thought you meant like in just the general direction, like something to do with the record.
No, you don't sound like, anything like. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No, he was not involved in the record. No, but like when I met him and we chopped it up, and he had told me like he was really good at failing, and that was something that resonated with me for a long time, because like this is somebody that I've looked up to since I was like a child. You know what I mean? Like, you know how growing up and you have like that moment within like your angsty teen years where there's like, you know, just that one soundtrack that really gets you.
Yeah.
And like, he made that soundtrack, you know? So like, to meet him and hear him say that like he's not afraid, like he's not afraid to fail because he became so good at it. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so afraid of failing that I haven't done anything different.
Right.
So that's when I was like, all right, screw it. And shortly after, I made TV dinner in one day.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you have any idea you were going to head in that direction, or you just were like, doing this?
No.
Really? That's crazy.
I showed up to the studio with Knox. Shout out Knox. He's a genius. I showed up. This was our first like track that we were going to do together. I mean, we've done like music before. I've known him since like 2011. But like, this is like everything produced, mixed, mastered.
Yeah.
So I get there and he made a beat, and at first I was like, I hate it. I can't do it. I can't do this. You know what I mean? I don't like the beat. Throw it out. So I was this close to not making TV dinner.
Jeez.
Yeah. I've never told that story, but like, ask him. Like, when me and him are in the studio, like, he always gets like nervous because I'm so picky when it comes to beats and everything like that. So when he was making the TV dinner beat, we were probably like 30, 40 minutes into it, and I was like, I hate it. I was like, I can't write
Start
to this.
Over.
I hate it. And he was like, no. Just wait. Just let me do it. You know what I mean? So yeah. I started like crooning to it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
harmonizing and everything like that, and like just getting melodies down. And it hit, dude. And I just wrote it all in one day, one spot. Made the beat, mixed, mastered, recorded it, and then the file got deleted shortly after we saved it and
course.
Bounced. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow, dude. That's wild, because I really thought this was so much more calculated than that.
No. So I always knew that like I wanted to do something different and like go in a direction that was different, but I didn't know when it was going to happen. I didn't know how it was going to happen, but it just kind of like came to me. I just channeled it, and everything from there was the same sonically.
That is awesome, dude.
Yeah.
That is great, because we obviously rock with you and like your stuff, but you could see how there was definitely more of a ceiling on what you were doing before.
Yeah.
And that's gone now.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, man. Well, my aspirations used to be different.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I was a kid, too. Like,
right.
I wasn't really grown up.
You have to
up.
Start there. Every band starts out as a punk band, or as a, like, everyone starts, like...
Right.
And then you find your voice. Every writer starts out, you know, writing, like, their favorite author, whether they want to or not.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I think a big part of it also is, like, being in the Boston music scene. And like, you adapt to what you hear.
Right.
And being in the Boston music scene so long, I hear boom bap and I hear trap.
Yep.
And that's it. There's nobody really like in the pocket of like in between. You get what I'm saying? There aren't many artists. It's either like you're boom bap or you're trap.
Right.
And that's, you know, at that point I was like, okay, like, I'm not gonna do either. You know, I'm just
You came up with the boom bap camp. Heavy.
Yeah. Yeah, I came up with the boom bap people. I grew up on that. I was a boom bap baby, but at the same time, like, I grew up on like Motown and like, you know, Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder and you know.
So all those fans that you had from all those years, have they been celebrating the new Clancy, or are they like, do you have people still hitting you up for bars?
So this is something that I haven't talked about either, is so recently somebody reached out to me and wanted me to get on a Snow the Product song.
Okay.
So they sent me the beat with the verse and the hook. Everything was all set. It was you know, and Snow the Product is dope. You right. know what I mean? They were like, yeah, get on the song, like we'll pay you, everything like that. And it wasn't me. And I don't want to, like, you know, I don't want to compromise who I am as an artist and try and, like, change that
yeah.
for any amount of money or any amount of publicity. You get what I'm saying?
You're in your zone right now.
Yeah. Like, tunnel vision, like, where I'm at, like, artistically and creatively. Tunnel vision, man. I'm pushing harder than I've ever pushed in my life.
I love it, dude. And yeah, you push dude. Hard. Yeah, you hold on that Dunkin' like a life preserver.
Oh, hell yeah.
I see it.
I needs that.
I see it, dude.
I needs that.
That's awesome. So, Tia, what do you think of this? She's usually not this quiet. I think she's in the presence of, you know, a real-life rock star.
Oh, stop, dude. Every single time I see you, dog. Yo, every single time, dude.
No, but seriously, I think it's pretty interesting because, personally, I know so many people will sell out the minute they hear a check, the minute they hear, oh, this is a big name artist, want you to get up on there. Like, people will sell out so quickly. So I find it so interesting that, like, you stay true to yourself. That's you. That's what you're going to do. You're not compromising yeah. it. So, like, but what was it? What was it that really pushed you to be in that direction? That really made you be like, nah, I'm not going to get off of this path. I'm not going to do that. Because that's hard.
Yeah, well, like, my whole life I've catered to, and, like, this has a lot to do with, like, the fact that I'm in recovery and, like, finding myself and, like walking, like, you know, that path to becoming the best me that I possibly can. And, like, a lot mm-hmm. of that has to do with, like, me catering to other people's ideologies of me as a human,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, I would always, like, change myself to act this way around these people so that I could be accepted.
Mm.
You feel me? And, like, I feel like that's the human condition. Like, a lot of people act like that. It's
We're
just
a
unsaid.
Tribal creature.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We just want to be accepted. Yeah. You know what I mean? And, like, so I was doing that to be accepted, and then I came to the realization that, like, as long as I accept myself, I'm good. And I wasn't accepting myself.
Mm-hmm.
And now, like, I'm finally starting to, like who I am.
Yeah.
And all the people will catch on after that. That's the unimportant part. The important part is that you're making art that you love and that you would listen to if it was somebody else.
Right. And you are getting crazy love. Like, people love you, dude. Like, legit yeah. love you.
And that's, like, it's a crazy thing. Like, you know me, like, you know me personally, dude. I'm weird. Like, yeah. I'm super awkward. So, like, I can't handle, like, I think it's, like, the weirdest thing when I'm out in public and, like, somebody knows who I am and I don't know who they are. I'll be like, what? Like, I was walking down the street in Salem the other day and, like, somebody stopped me and they were like, hey, I love your work. And I thought she was talking about my tattoos.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, thanks. You know, the neck hurt real bad. And she was like, what are you talking? She was like, no, like, I like your music. I was like, oh, really? You know, really? It's mind-blowing, dude. I never would have thought.
You deserve it, man. You definitely deserve it. I want to play another record, and I want to come back and talk more about that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Because I think there's a lot of things that go into that, and you definitely deserve all this. So we're just going to go down the path.
Yeah.
Because up next we have Bottom Line, which was... So you dropped TV Dinner with the dope video to mm-hmm. match. That blew up. Did you know? You knew that was going to happen, right?
Yeah.
You knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay. So you
it
knew.
It was like one of those things where, like, you feel it. You know what I mean?
That went crazy. How have you had these all loaded up in the chamber, ready to go, or have you been?
I got a whole album and a whole other music video.
Nice. Nah, it's, yeah. We got it.
Yeah, dude.
So Bottom Line was next. And it was dope because I knew you had things sort of prepared. Like I said, I thought it was more calculated. Mm-hmm. And then. So I knew, I was like, what's next? He knows what's next. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's been awesome watching it. So this one is Bottom Line. We're here with Justin Clancy.
Yeah, and if anybody has any questions for me or for Sam or for anybody, comment on the live stream and I'll try and keep up with
yes,
them.
Yes, shout out to the Facebook. We will definitely get at you. Twitter at LiveFreeODRadio as well. This is Justin Clancy, Bottom Line. We'll be back after this.
like it is, that's the bottom line. If you just living to exist, you want borrowed time. Don't ever let them take your soul, no, no, no. Don't ever let them take your soul, no, no, no. I've always tell it like it is, that's the bottom line. If you just living to exist, you want borrowed time. Don't ever let them take your soul, no, no, no. Don't ever let them take your soul, no. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. Yeah, that's the bottom. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom. That's the bottom. That's the bottom. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom.
Bottom line, I changed my life for the better. Started out with nothing, got a nickel from a penny. Hand out, listen to my vocab. I was always taught that if you want something, you gotta get it. So I'm on one of this, on the road to redemption. My soul is intact. Thinking about all of the times I was lonely and broken. God damn it, I'll never go back. Paid, I earned these stripes, one with the fire that's burning inside. Ran with the wolves till they show me they teeth. My wrist and my arms took a mark so they bite. Underdog, drop out, recovering addicts, I'm hard at. They told me I wouldn't be shit until I reached within it. Put trust in my process, this progress, forward motion. They left the key, but that door was open. Someone like me doing what I do now. From where I was at is a foreign ocean, no, no. And all I ever did was stay true to myself. There's no way you could ever fly if you don't learn how to fail. So I tell,
I'll always tell it like it is, that's the bottom line. If you just living to exist, you want borrowed time. Don't ever let them take your soul, no, no, no. Don't ever let them take your soul, no, no, no. I'll always tell it like it is, that's the bottom line. If you just living to exist, you want borrowed time. Don't ever let them take your soul, no, no, no. Don't ever let them take your soul, no, no, no. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. Yeah, that's the bottom. That's the bottom line, that's the bottom. That's the bottom. That's the bottom. That's the bottom line, that's the bottom.
I was afraid of what people would think of me if I, you know, took a left turn and kind of like did something different. The most freeing feeling is just not caring about what people think anymore and doing something that
one,
cheats
two,
your own
three,
soul.
Let's get it then. So clap for me, from the front to the side and the back for me. I'm just following the plan God had for me, so I gotta be the man that I have to be. I'm a god amongst thieves, a king amongst kings. I got the world at my fingertips. No 9 to 5, I got a 24/7. When I say I'm grinding, I mean that shit. I've been kicked out, I've been spit on, I've been down for my whole life. Felt the lows, but now I'm at my highs. I'm in my prime and it's so nice, so long. And all I ever did was stay true to myself. And when my physical is gone, my soul will be here forever. So I tell you.
And when those clouds appeared, I thought I'd lose my strength. I used to fight so hard just to try and break the day. And then that lightning came and woke me out my grave. My soul still remains, 'cause the bottom line don't fray. I'll always tell it like it is, that's the bottom line. If you just living to exist, you want borrowed time. Don't ever let them take your soul, no, no, no. Don't ever let them take your soul, no, no, no. I'll always tell it like it is, that's the bottom line. If you just living to exist, you want borrowed time. Don't ever let them take your soul, no, no.
That's the bottom line, yeah, that's the bottom. That's the bottom line, that's the bottom. That's the bottom, that's the bottom. That's the bottom line, that's the bottom.
Listen,
that is the bottom line. If you could not figure out the title of the song, we got Justin Clancy with us. We're back on Live Free or Die Radio. We got Tia here as well. Justin, you get Crazy Love. And I think it's just because who you are. You're just a super honest, genuine dude, and
depends on the day.
Well, I mean, since I've known you, but like everything about how you, like, you really are social on social media. Like, you put out, you promote your shows with like old photos of you growing up. You don't have like closed doors. You're kind of just open. What did you say? You said something on here last time. You said you're an open book. But hard to, there was something, but you are an open book. You don't really hide things.
Yeah.
And you hand deliver all your tickets to your
concerts. Yes.
That, I think, is probably one of the biggest things.
I think it's an amazing thing because it allows me to meet people that I don't know face to face, you know? Like, I'm not closed off. Like, I don't carry myself like I'm some super famous dude. Like, you know, my phone number is public, like, for people that are struggling. Like, everything is, like, out there. You know what I mean? And being able to deliver tickets to people that support me, complete strangers, and, like, you know, going there and chopping it up with them for 1 hour, 2 hours, like, just hanging out, or, like, you know, if they need a ride back to wherever they came from, just giving them a ride back. Like, it was so amazing to, like, hear the stories and, like, meet the people behind the support, you know? And yeah, I love delivering the tickets, man. Even though I'm driving all over the place, it's like, it's so worth it. It's awesome.
I remember the first time I saw you post about that. You're like, I'll be hand delivering everything, and you're selling out shows now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. The last 3 shows I did were all sold out, and it's like a blessing, like blessings on top of blessings on top of blessings. Like, it's been amazing.
Yeah. I saw you post about, you talk a lot about, you know, that commitment. What'd you say? Your first show was 6 years ago in Revere.
In Lynn. Yeah. Oh my God. Dude, that was the best. Oh my God. Okay. So the story behind that, right? It was my 17th birthday, right? At this time, I was like completely dropped out of high school. Like, I was an absolute like degenerate.
Okay.
And, you know, they told me, they were like, because I used to record everything in Lynn and like all the homies out there in Lynn, and, they were like, yeah, we got you your first show, like, happy birthday, like, it's at Kevin's Bar and Grill. And Kevin's Bar and Grill is, like, a staple in the Lynn community. It's not around no more, but everybody knows about it, okay. Right? And I was like, okay, awesome. I was like, I'm going to do it, like I have no idea what I'm doing, but, like, I'm going to pretend like I do. So it's like, all right, well, I'm a rapper. I obviously need a hype man, right?
Yeah.
So I call up my boy. I'm like, yo, you want a hype for me? And, like, my boy's like over the top, like super pumped. Yeah, absolutely. I want to hype for you, right? So we're backstage, right?
Yeah.
Or rather, like outside with the back door, yeah. Right near the back door. Yeah. And like there was this big security guard dude, right? And he's looking at me and he's like, "Are you excited?" And I'm like, "Yeah." You know what I mean? Like I'm 17. I'm like 100 pounds soaking wet.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, yeah, I'm excited, you know? And he looks at my boy. He's like, you ready to hype for your mans? And my boy's like, yeah, 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 right? And he's like, he pushes him, right? Like, just to get him hyped up. He's like, are you ready? And my boy's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And the guy's like, take your shirt off. And my boy's like, all right. And he takes his shirt off, right? So we get out there, and we're on stage, right? First show I ever did, dude. Bar and Grill. You know what I mean? Like, all ready to go, dude. So we get there, and like, we grab the mics, and the hype man grabs the louder mic, and he's real tall, so he's jumping around. He's screaming. He's got no shirt on, you know, and like his head's hitting the ceiling, and you can't hear me. You can just hear his ad-libs, but they're kind of, you know, ad-libs. Yeah. He didn't really know the words. Like, God bless his soul, dude. But like, and then like, you know, it was like over like all my live vocals, like was, no idea what I was doing, yeah. You know? And then like there was a part and like the music was done and I was like, all right, like I'm done now. And the DJ was like,
freestyle.
He goes,
yo, freestyle.
I was like,
damn.
I was like, what?
He was like, we gonna need you a freestyle.
I was like, okay. And like, I failed miserably.
Is that why you picked up the dictionary?
Yeah, yeah. It was like just complete and utter failure. But like, the people that were there, like, are still people that like support me to this day.
That's
and,
the song.
You know, and one of the kids that were there actually messaged me. And he was like, yo, that was 6 years ago. And I was like, oh my God. Oh, dude, it was crazy. Somebody got my mom drunk.
Oh, jeez.
Like it was fun, man. It was good. But you know, if you told that 17-year-old me that, like, you know, years and years later, like through persistence and like through like the sometimes uphill battle, you know,
yeah,
that it would all pay off and like.
He stuck it out through, like you said, you know.
Oh my God, yeah. You don't, like, some people don't understand. Like, I don't really talk about this a lot, but like, I used to intern. And I used to, like, do merchandise for, like, all, like, you know, like, the Terms and the Slains and the Rexes, the Easies, mm-hmm. all of them. And I used to literally, like, drive from my halfway house, right? So I was living at a halfway house in Cape Cod.
Yeah.
I'm not from Cape Cod. I just happened to, you know, throw a dart at the map of Massachusetts and it landed there.
Yeah.
So whatever. But, I was living at a halfway house, and I was driving this car with, like, no insurance and no registration, and, like, it had New Hampshire plates, and, you know, like...
Live free or die.
Yeah, yeah, dude, and, like, I'm pretty sure, like, my license was suspended, and, you know, I couldn't leave the state because of probation, but I would still go out my way free of charge, like, to pay dues and set up these merch tables at all of their shows mm-hmm. and see what they were doing and see what the inside people were doing and study the crowd and how they would react to certain things. And it gave me the chance to not only, like, be a constant in the scene and, like, people recognize me, but also, like, pay dues.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. like same thing, like, with the Joyner Lucas thing. Like, before Joyner blew up, right? And he had that song with Busy Signal, Riding Solo, right?
Yeah.
Years ago.
Right.
I had posters and CDs
yep.
and, like, everything Joyner in my back seat, and I would hit, like, Copley Square and Government Center, dude, and in the winter, and I would pass the CDs out, and I would pass, you know,
yep.
whatever, I'll make them take pictures holding the CDs up, and, like, I would put the posters up, and I put stickers up, and I do all of this stuff just to say, like,
yeah,
I'm paying my dues, you know?
You need mm-hmm. to pay your dues. People tuned in out there. You need to pay your dues.
Yeah.
There's no shortcut.
No, there's no shortcuts. I still pay dues to this day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you got to take your L's in the same stride that you take your wins, you know?
Yeah, be humble.
Same exact stride.
Yeah. Seriously.
And look what happens.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I wonder if anybody has questions.
People just love you. Shout out to Facebook. It's mostly Justin Clancy is my favorite artist. A lot of 100 emojis. Super talented, you know.
Oh, thank you, guys.
People love you, bro. That's what I'm saying. They love you.
Should I take my shirt off?
Take your shirt off.
Give them a show.
All right, guys.
But I do think... All right. I wanted to mention that because I do think it's dope that you, like, dedicate yourself... were patient, stuck to your dreams, and just let them pay off. Like, let things work out in their own course,
yeah.
you know?
Well, I mean, if it's meant to be, it's going to work itself out, the way I see it. You know what I mean?
9 times out of 10, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe even 100.
Mm. Definitely. 100 times out of 10.
100 times out of 10. So, speaking of your ink, actually, you're talking about people recognizing you for your ink. Not actually for your ink, but you posted something earlier. You got a new piece today?
Yeah, yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's the hand of God.
That's dope.
Yeah. It's a Khamsa.
Okay.
And it's like a protection from evil. So like the Jews and like the Middle Eastern people, that's their thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Jewish. So he's Jewish.
Is that a bomb?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah? Really?
I wish you had like Funkmaster Flex.
We're going to get a soundboard. I've been trying to find a good one.
You should just drop it at like the least climactic moments. You know what I mean? Right.
I just want the Flex Bomb and the Jamaican air horn.
Yes.
That's all I need.
Yeah. Be like, so I see you got some new ink.
Exclusive LFOD Radio, Justin Clancy's new ink, Hand of God.
My gosh.
I've been doing the Flex thing too. I yell over songs now because we got Facebook, you know.
Oh yeah.
You know, perfect. So I'm out there shouting people out, saying what's up. We're growing with you. We're trying to keep up with you. That's our goal. Is to keep up with you. For real. So shout out Dart Adams. We got Dart Adams in the back here. I can't hear
Dart.
Him. He's saying something. We got headphones. But we love Dart.
You should scream.
No, we don't want to encourage that. So we'll actually be back. You know, it's a good segue. We'll be back with Dart in a few weeks. We're doing the State of New England Hip Hop again this year. We did it last year. If you're an artist,
Dart knows everything.
If you're an artist, you should actually listen to that because there's a lot of gems. There's Dart, Tim LaRue, he manages Stiz, Christmas, etc.
Tim's gonna be here.
Brandon from Show Off Marketing, who, you know, you came up under that school of promo for sure. So
yes.
There's and also Justice Born from Rec Shop. So
dope.
There's a lot of gems that get dropped in that. So.
A lot of smart people in one room.
Yeah, man. And then there's me.
Oh, stop.
Anyway, aww. We're going to play your record. We're going to play your new one, then we're going to come back, because there's a lot of things. I could talk to you for hours, my dude. So we're going to play the new one. This just came out last week, right?
Yes.
Work in progress?
Mm-hmm.
Are you most proud of this one?
They're all, like, special to me in their own way. Like, kind of like how a mother has, like, several different kids. She doesn't necessarily have a favorite. She just loves each and every one of them.
That's what she said.
But really, my favorite's TV Dinner.
Okay.
Oh, right. Okay.
Right. But I'm really proud of this.
The video, like, specifically, though. I know you were amped about the video.
Yes. Everything. So, like, I've been trying to do this thing where, like, every single track that I put out is completely different from the other.
Mm.
Sonically and visually. So.
Yet all very Justin Clancy. So.
Yes.
That's the beautiful thing. All right. This is Work in Progress. Brand new Justin Clancy. We'll be back with him on Live Free or Die Radio after this.
They say what's broken can't be redeemed. I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. I'm a work in progress, and it's a beautiful thing. You gon' get to where you go, just keep doing your thing. I'm a work in progress. I'm a work in progress. They say Rome wasn't built in a day, and a soul ain't sold if the spirit didn't break. Life is like a maze, and I finally found my way, but it wouldn't be the same if I didn't feel pain. I do the best imitation of myself. I swear y'all know me better than I know myself. It took a million baby steps just to get to where I'm at. Isn't it a crazy story that time tells? I earned my stripes through trials and tribulations. I learned the best teacher is being mistaken. No silver spoon, just patience and motivation. Cause nothing ever comes easy when you're on your way to greatness. And I ain't even getting to the best part yet. As long as my intentions are pure, I'm all set. They see my pencil shavings and say, what you call that? I tell them I'm just sketching out my self-portrait. And it's a work in progress. They say what's broken can't be redeemed. I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. I'm a work in progress, and it's a beautiful thing. You gon' get to where you go, just keep doing your thing. I'm a work in progress. I'm a work in progress. Now I ain't perfect, baby, I can't lie. You gotta take the good with the bad sometimes. I'm only human and I may fall short, but if you don't accept your flaws, you never gon' shine. I've been caught up in some shit that left me broken, feeling hopeless like I'm stuck inside the breakdown lane. I ain't tryna be somebody that I never really was. I'm sorry, but that just ain't my thing. I was at war with that man in the mirror. I wanted more from the man in the mirror. I was lost for so long, but someone said, hold on, young man, your journey's just beginning. I'm in between a saint and a sinner, a loser and a winner. I got the same lows, but the peaks are higher than ever. Forever, I'll be grateful for second chances I'm given. The past will always be there, but the future is still unwritten. And you know, they say what's broken can't be redeemed. I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. I'm a work in progress, and it's a beautiful thing. You gon' get to where you go, just keep doing your thing. I'm a work in progress. I'm a work in progress.
This is Justin Clancy, and you're listening to LFOD Radio. Oh, oh.
Nope.
Perfect. Clancy.
Is he dropping a bomb, or is he about to huck a loogie?
All of the above. Yeah, we're going to get a soundboard. Shout out to anyone who can hook us up with a soundboard.
Yes.
I've been trying to find some, like, online ones. They're kind of sketchy.
I don't need a soundboard.
There's some apps. We'll figure out a good one.
Do it.
Craigslist.
Yeah.
Facebook Marketplace. Dude, that's how I got the piano for Bottom Line, is Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
We didn't tell them we were going to burn it, though. It was free.
Oh, jeez.
It was a free grand piano. Yeah. And
yeah, they wouldn't have given it to you.
No. We told them that we were all, like, from, like, I think we said Emerson or Mass Art.
Oh,
and we're like students, and we need it for an art project.
Not a lie, really.
Yeah, but I mean, when I rolled up with like all my homies, and we all have like neck tattoos, and like we're all in recovery, and we look a little rough around the edges, they were like, "Oh, so what instruments do you play?" I was like, "I sing."
And then you lit it on fire in a field.
Yeah, yeah. And then I had to bring it to the dump.
I'm glad you disposed of it properly.
Yes.
Yes.
No litter.
Yes. Because I care about the environment.
You should.
Did.
I don't want to cut you off. We're running low. And I do want to talk about the recovery thing briefly. Not about your story. That's all, you know.
Yeah.
But the fact that you constantly are reaching back, helping, available.
Yeah.
And I think that's awesome. I think that's a big part of... you know, it speaks a lot to your character. So if you want to just let people know how they can reach you, how you, what you do, what that's about, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, so, like, what I do as far as, like, recovery in general, or, like, why I do it?
Whichever you want. But I just think it's, you know, I think it's important. You're always, you'll have, like, this video here, and it's, you know, 100,000 views or something, and the next thing you post is, hey, there's beds available here and here and here, like,
yeah.
You know, let me help. So.
Well, the way I see it, it's like, if I don't give back what was given to me, I'm going to lose everything that I have. You know, like, I look at, like, bigger picture. You know what I mean? Like, there's a bigger purpose for me being alive rather than just, like, making music. Now, that's, like, my passion. That's what I absolutely love. But, like, I also love giving back the same thing that was so freely given to me early on. Because I'd be dead otherwise if somebody didn't do the same for me.
Yeah.
So I have to. You know what I mean? I have to. It's like my pact with God. Like, I gotta.
Deep.
Always. Always, man.
That's good, man. You're the man, Justin. I don't know if you hear it enough.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
And you are a real-life rock star. That's why I say it. I want you to get used to it, so when people come up to you on the street, you know, you're not shocked. And you can just, you
if
know.
I'm a rock star, right? Does that mean that I have to purchase a leather jacket?
Yes.
Yeah?
That's a staple. What do you mean?
There's the rules. I don't make them.
I think, like, the only, like, people that can pull that off is, like, Vic Mensa.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, what? No, man. I think you're wilding a little bit there.
I don't know.
But leather's always cool.
I don't know. I feel like if I were to wear, like, a leather jacket, I would feel like that dude from, What's that?
You would look like you were trying to be a super tough guy.
No, you remember Doug? You remember that show Doug?
Oh my God, Roger?
Remember Skeeter.
No, Roger.
Roger, dude. And he would always have that leather yes. thing you, on.
Like, oh, man. The Macklemore side hair.
Yes. Yes, dude. The original hard part.
Yes.
The original hard part.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I wouldn't like you boy. If you had a leather jacket. Coach,
that boy. Yo, that boy.
Oh,
that
man.
Boy coming.
Yes. Here come that boy.
So no, you don't need one. You will make an exception.
All right.
You gotta do like you gotta do something else though. Some other rock star thing.
Patches somewhere.
Patches.
Yeah,
something.
Maybe a scarf.
A scarf?
Ooh, you know, my grandmother got me a scarf for my birthday.
Okay.
Oh, there's a start.
Dude. Yeah. Shout out to Bubby for getting me that scarf, dude.
Is it a warm one or is it a decorative?
I don't know. I can't pull it off. I'll feel like I'm in Hogwarts.
Oh.
Oh, man. Scarves are good. They're underrated. I thought I was too cool for scarves for
what?
A while. But
I love scarves.
They keep you very warm.
I don't know.
I can see why you don't want it.
You'd look very fashionable, like artsy if you wore a scarf.
Wicked Oxy. Tattoo.
This was like a Hogwarts thing. Yeah. Not an artsy thing.
Justin has a lot of jokes, so he opens him up to a lot of jokes, so he's got to be real careful with these
things. I like jokes.
People will snap on him.
Jokes are the best.
that's how I grew up, dude. All we do is catch wreck on each other all day, every single day.
I always tell people I'm meaner to people I like than people I don't know. Like, same. If I don't know you, I'm going to be super nice to you, but like if I'm mean to you, I probably actually like you as a person.
Yeah. That's how I came up.
It doesn't make any sense if you're from outside of New England or even in other parts of New England.
Right. For real.
It's a certain vibe, I guess.
That's very true.
You got to tell your friends the truth, that's why. Justin, I have one more question we've been asking everybody. What does live free or die mean to you?
Cheap cigarettes, cheap rent, cheap car insurance.
Damn.
Close to Massachusetts. Like right there. Like Nashua. Like, you know, Lawrence. It's all grouped together.
You have the like message that most lines up with live free or die, and you went straight for describing the state.
No, but you said, nice. What do I...
We get so many, like, thoughtful, like...
What do I... You ask
really thoughtful answers.
You ask, what do I think of when I hear live free or die?
Okay.
And I think...
No, that was honest. That's
I used to live in Manchester.
Manchester.
Yeah, Queen City.
It's just funny, because we started this, we had Kyle Bent. He said some, like, wicked conscious stuff. Then we had Tim. Tim said some ill stuff.
Love Tim, dude.
Mr. Cheeks said it meant having a driver's license and a passport, which was cool, like, but, like... And then you just cigarettes and booze. All right.
It's a long day, dude. I'm all out of North profound. Shore,
I mean, it's not a lie.
I'm all out of profound, dude.
That's cool. I love you. You gave us a lot of profound.
New Hampshire's great.
So we got a few more minutes. Tia, anything you like need to know right
now? Yes.
Yeah.
That whole vape thing you were talking about out there.
Oh, you didn't say
I've been wondering
fair.
About
you did not say not fair.
Yeah. So on my way here, somebody Snapchatted me. Somebody Snapchatted me a video and they were vaping to my music. They were vaping to my music and I didn't really know how to feel about that.
That means like, you got clout.
vape god clout.
Exactly.
Yo.
Were you blowing rings or just big
just
clouds?
Dope ass clouds. You're just blowing like a giant cloud, dude. And I was like, oh my god. It's like, that was violent. Like, like I didn't know what to make of it. Oh my god, like I make vape music.
Vape wave.
That's a big deal.
Oh my gosh, vape wave is the best.
I guess they're like vape competitions and like they measure like your dope ass cloud, dude.
What?
Like it's like yeah, they have like a thing on a board and it's kind of like a giant ruler.
Oh wow.
And what they do is they and they can see how far their cloud of vape gets.
That's just
Next, so what we're saying is next it's Justin Clancy video, vape comp, homemade, sent at Justin _ Clancy, best vape video, what do they win? You don't want to encourage it, though.
A Justin crisp high five.
Real cigarettes. He gets a real his cancer
crisp
the hard way.
High five. You win the vape competition, you get a very crisp, well-executed high five.
Okay.
It's gonna sound something like that.
Lock it in. Yep.
Except crisper.
Crisper.
Because the angle. I can't give myself a good high five because I can't look at my own elbow. See, that's the trick. That's the secret.
Is this gonna be the final gem? Drop this.
You gotta
final
look
gem.
At you gotta look at the elbow. It's gotta be elbow to elbow.
It's not over the top.
What?
It's not over the top.
What do you mean, dude? It's like.
Let me see.
What?
Are you looking at my elbow?
What is?
That was crisp.
It was.
And then ready.
Oh, the little snap.
With the snap.
You got to put that snap
with
in
the
there.
Snap.
My boy Jack used to do that. He'd get you, and he'd snap behind your thumb, though, and it was ill, and I could never get it. Yeah, he always did it. Yeah, we'll do it after. But
it's always weird, like,
Jack, wherever you are. He's
everybody
around here somewhere.
Does different daps. It's like, oh, is he going to do snap, or is he going to do the gun pointed at me, pointed at you?
The gun pointed at
the guns.
The old one.
Yeah, you know what I mean? The